But joining us on the line this morning is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Back. Thanks.
Hey, before we get into some of the things that you're dealing with in Washington, I just thought I'd get a comment or two about we hit the word that former Senator John Glenn in the hospital right now. How much time did you spend with John Glenn? Did your paths cross much from the House and the Senate during the time of his service?
Well, they crossed when I was in the House because he was serving in the Senate then. But I've gotten to know John better and Annie better since he left the Senate. I would add, though, when I was 16, John Glenn spoke at the Eagle Scout dinner in Mansfield where I and 25 Boy Scouts were having a dinner to get our, not our Eagle Scout dinner, but our not our court of honor, but just at a dinner, and I met John Glenn back then when before he was in the Senate. But Connie and I had dinner with him the night before his 50th anniversary of his flight. We were in his apartment and with Annie and John maybe 2 months ago. So we're close. I talk to the two of them pretty regularly, and I know both David and Lynn pretty well, and we wish them well as they deal with this illness.
Senator, on to what's happening. Your wife, Connie, posted something on Facebook this week about a Politico article that talked about how U.S. Senate Democrats might try a Merrick Garland on some of these Trump appointees. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Mitch McConnell did something that no Republican or Democratic leader has done in 150 years. He delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for almost a year so far and counting, and that's not happened for 150 years. It happened, the last time it happened was the Civil War. So I'm still hopeful. I spoke to Senator Sessions, who's been nominated for Attorney General by President-elect Trump. I've spoken to a number of people that we should have an up or down vote on Merrick Garland, who's a moderate, older man, is selected as a Supreme Court justice. At least give him a vote. He's been waiting for a year, and for all intents and purposes, Mitch McConnell kind of stole this Supreme Court nomination from a sitting president.
You know, it's not easy to get any kind of law passed through Congress, the House, the Senate, but I see, according to a new study, you rank right up there near the top when it comes to getting things done.
Well, there was a study that from a school of journalism out of Chicago that looked at what members of Congress, what senators have passed the most bills as sponsors and co-sponsors. I think I was fourth. And that's, I mean, people that know me in Lorain County know that's how I operate. I find as a member of the House, I would always work to advance the interests of my state and especially my congressional district and especially the city of Lorain, Elyria, and Lorain County by working with Republicans. Almost everything I do, I find a Republican sponsor. I'm doing that on the mine safety and the miners pension and widows pension with Senator Portman and Senator Capito and Senator Manchin, Republicans and Democrats alike, to right now, last night until 9 o'clock. I mean, this is the way you get things done. That's why the things that I work on often become law.
When you're getting to make those proposals, how do you tailor it enough to know that it's going to be something that's actually going to become a law? Sometimes you can come up with ideas and they get stalled. How can you be efficient?
Well, sometimes you look at, you introduce legislation that won't pass, you know what isn't going to pass this year, but you use it to educate your colleagues and the public. Other times you see a chance, well, I worked with Senator Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, on getting rid of those corporate farm subsidies. For decades, people don't understand why they're still there. The government taxpayers were giving farm subsidies to large corporate farms that weren't planting. And that was absurd, but we were never able to end that until Senator Thune and I sat down and figured out how do we do this bipartisanly? You get the Republicans, I'll get the Democrats, we'll work together, and it finally happened. So you just look for opportunities on manufacturing with Secretary Blunt from Missouri, on veterans issues with Senator Tillis, I was on the floor kind of far fighting with him last night on the coal miner issue to help these mine workers, retirees and widows. We were arguing on that, but we've also passed together veterans issues. So why somebody might be on the other side of me 80% of the time, you find the 20% and try to make things happen.
I go to your website, Sherrod, and on the front there, it talks about the 2017 inauguration tickets. How do we get this ticket?
Yep. People that are interested in tickets to the inauguration, we have a limited number, but every senator gets some. should just go on my website, contact my office, call my office. We will help. I can't promise everybody, but it's pretty much first come, first serve. You will pick them up, I believe, the day before the inauguration in my office. That's the way we've structured it. With the two President Obama inaugurations, we're going to do it exactly the same for President-elect Trump. I don't expect to see the same people show up for the Trump inauguration as the Obama. Some people like to go to both, but usually, the Obama inauguration obviously attracted, it was a million mostly Democrats and people that caught the history of that, and I assume the Trump inauguration will attract more Republicans than Democrats, but whoever wants them, we're glad to try to provide.
Yes, and always hope for at least some comfortable weather in January.
The last time with President Obama, I can't remember, I think it was 12, it was so cold. And we helped a 104-year-old African-American woman get there, and she had some people in the community. I think she was from Cleveland, and she was very, very, very bundled up. We all were, but she was really bundled up, and she had some people that came with her, and we helped get her there and kind of made special provisions for transportation and all that because she was 104. We normally don't quite go that far on this, but we want to help people any way we can.
Absolutely. Sherrod Brown, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a Merry Christmas and
we'll do it again.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you.